Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
9:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Jeff Passan of ESPN listed Adley Rutschman as the player that's worth $200 million plus for his next contract, for his first contract, big contract. He listed Gunnar Henderson as a $600 million player. Ed Norris right now, it's easy to be emotional. It's easy to look at what's going on right now and say, no, he's not worth it. Or maybe you're not being emotional. Someone said to me yesterday that they see Adley Rutschman as an average ball player. He's an average ball player.
That's what someone said to you?
Yeah, over the last, what they've seen over the last calendar year from him.
I mean, he's a, I wonder if we run into the issue with him, and it'd be nice to see, you know, him play a full season at a different position, because when you're talking about being a catcher, he's one of the best in the league, even with the bad stuff that happened last year. I mean, you can look at it from year to year. William Contreras was probably the best hitting catcher in all of baseball last year, and look at what he's done so far. Like, yeah. I mean, some of this stuff, too, I think Adley's another one of those guys that was another victim of the hard hit stuff, but again, nobody wants to hear that because that can't be a reason. So I don't know if he's a $200 million guy, and the fact that you have Sam Bisaccia behind him would suggest to me that he's not a must-sign. I'm not giving Gunner a blank check, but there won't be a lot of zeros on it.
So he's a $600 million guy to you?
I think he might get more when if he waits
this out.
It says
plus, 600 more.
Yeah, if he waits this out and gets to his contract year, yeah, I think this guy's only going to get better. Look at his age and what he's been doing. As I've said before, I think Gunnar Henderson is very comparable to Juan Soto, except Gunnar's
better defender.
Should bring his glove to the ballpark.
Yeah, the article from Jeff Passan, it's funny you say that, said the same thing.
Yeah.
He's comparable to Juan Soto. Ed Norris, do you pay him $600 million or more?
Oof, that's a lot of cake, man. Like, I don't know. I mean, he certainly deserves – I think he probably deserves to be up there with Soto, because, you know, I'm looking at somebody like Juan Soto, who's an incredible hitter, but he's got a cement glove. I mean, he's terrible. I mean, it's like
cement.
It's like he has 38 Ds for hands in the field. He's like, he's not good. And you're paying him all this money. Gunner does a lot of things.
He's got hands like feet. It's like trying to catch a baseball with your feet watching him play out there.
He's just bad in the field. I don't know how they don't DH him. But anyway.
The Gold Glove finalist.
Right. Yeah. But Gunner does other things besides being, you know, I think really good in the field. He hits for power. He can hit. He hits for power. He's average. He can run. He steals bases. I mean, he does a lot. So, and I think he is, you know, one of the premier shortstops in the game. So, yeah, I think he's going to deserve that kind of money.
Let me shed some light on this for you, folks. There are only two players in baseball right now making that kind of cake. Mm-hmm. Juan Soto, who signed a 15-year, $765 million contract. Yep. And Shohei Ohtani, who signed a 10-year, $700 million contract. Now, keep in mind, those are the last two big contracts, with the exception of Vlad Guerrero Jr. Vlad Guerrero didn't sign as a free agent. These are the last two free agent, big free agent contracts.
Fair enough. And then the other thing that I think you have to factor in, Ed, with this is that you're looking at the players, and we've said this before with quarterbacks, like the next man up is the guy that usually makes more. I think people are going to look at what Shohei got going, hey, man, this guy's different than everyone else. He does a lot more, or he's able to do that. But it's not going to matter because, a few years ago, we're going, man, is Bryce Harper going to get $400 million? Are they going to give Garrett Cole $300 million? And then, of course, those guys got the numbers, and then what happens? The people after are getting more money, either per year or in the length of the contract.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I mean, you're talking about a lot of money. A lot of money. How good is Aaron Judge?
Right now he's the best hitter in baseball.
Yeah. Okay, he signed a 9-year, $360 million contract. Bryce Harper, 13 years, $330. Corey Seager, 10 years, $325, which is ridiculous to me. Yamamoto, 12 years, $325. That much money in Dodgers.
Man.
Garrett Cole, 9 years, $324.
I never pitched in Major League Baseball, and they gave him $300 million.
Manny Machado once signed a 10-year, $300 million contract. He did that in 2019. So he was kind of ahead of the curve. Trey Turner, 11 years, $300 million.
Because of the last two signings, everything goes up.
And this is what I have to do. If I'm Gunnar Henderson's agent, I'm saying Trey Turner makes $300 million and Xander Bogaerts makes $280. So we know we're not starting there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm twice the player to those guys.
I think you're starting at $500 plus.
I think you are. I don't think we're not sitting at the table. And if we don't say $500 million.
And the difference is it's just going to come down to, all right, are you asking $500 for 13 years? Are you doing – what is he getting? Like, I think ultimately, I don't know if it's the length and total of the contract or the by year matters more to him. In baseball, everything's guaranteed, so you're getting all of it. But comparatively speaking, does he want to sign an extremely long-term deal, lock everything down, or have another chance at free agency in a few years?
I think, Ed, I would get a – 13, 14-year contract with maybe an opt-out after nine.
How long?
13 years.
13 years?
An opt-out after eight or 9 years at his age.
It's a long contract, but yeah. You make a mutual opt-out?
Yeah, I mean, listen to the years on these contracts. You got to sign a lot of years for that money.
Yeah.
Bogaerts, 11 years. Turner, 11 years. Machado, 10. I think the shortest contract is Garrett Cole, 9. Yamamoto, 12 years. Seager, 10 years. Harper, 13 years. Aaron Judge, 9 years. Ohtani, 10 years. And Soto, for your guy, has 15 years on his contract. 15.
Do you think in year, I mean, what do you say, year 10, year 11, that he's going to be able to play the field as well as he does now? Probably, because he sucks. Hey, Ed.
The bar's not that high. The bar's not high at all.
Can you imagine how he is such a good hitter that you can overlook all that trash in the outfield that he's been putting on?
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
So good.
Of course.
It's just so funny to sit here and watch. Like, sometimes it looks like he's holding his hands the wrong way to catch the damn ball. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, no, you got to get under it. Why is your hand? It's just...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.